Hey, moms. How are you doing today? Are you tired? I sure am. This is Heidi St. John. I am just a mom like you, and I don't know about you, but I have gone through periods of my life that have absolutely defied my ability to catch up with my sleep. And it's not just because I'm a busy homeschool mom. It's motherhood in general. I don't know about you, but having seven children turned me into a night owl for several years of my life. And just now, as my children are coming out of the infant years, all of them, my seventh is now almost 3 years old, we're starting to kind of come out of that. But for a long time, nighttime was the only time that I had them when the house was quiet. It's funny, as the kids have gotten older, our kids have switched a little bit. And so the teenagers want to stay up later and the little ones go to bed earlier. And what mom finds out is that there's no time for her on either end of the day. And so for me, like I've said before, I had to get up earlier to kind of get ahead of the children, so that if my teenagers or my husband needed me at night, I was available. But for a long time, nighttime was the only time that I could feel like I could think straight. And I blamed it on the kids. In fact, I wrote the first book that I ever had published, mostly in the evening time. And I've written many magazine articles in the evening time. That's when I start to kind of would feel like my old self again. And I want to just read something to you that I got. It's just a little excerpt from my first book, The Busy Homeschool Mom's Guide to Romance. And it's not just for homeschool moms, it's for any mom. So listen to this and see if you can be, and see if you can relate to me. At our house, nighttime is the only time of day when the house is quiet and I feel like I can think straight. Now, keep in mind, this is several years ago. Before my house was full of teenagers. I like to blame it on the kids. In fact, it's late as I'm writing right now. The strangest things happens to me when the house is quiet. I can start to feel like my old self again. It's the time I like to prepare for the next day, write a proverbial to-do list, and maybe read a book or get on Facebook, just trying to keep it real. However, there have been many times in the evening when I've just sat down to relax and I hear coming to bed from down the hall. I have to admit, I've occasionally thought to myself, sure I am, after you're asleep. And in fact, when our children were babies, this was a real struggle for me. It can be particularly difficult when babies are little. If you are a nursing mom right now, or if your baby is 4 months or younger, you have my unwavering understanding. But don't take your eyes off of what's most important. One of Satan's most effective weapons is simple, to create a separateness between a husband and wife. He'll do it however he can, and sex is one area in which he can create a chasm between a husband and wife. Whether it's poor scheduling or poor prioritizing, any time I notice that we are at odds with each other, if I step back and look at the big picture of our life, I will usually find out that we are not spending enough time together. If you're too tired for sex, it's time to make some changes. Affection and conversation seem to come more easily, as I've told many busy moms before, when I have my priorities in line and I save the best part of me for my husband. As a matter of fact, I usually say, why don't we do this more often? That's just how forgetful I am. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.